Taz and Moose. You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey.
All right, it is Taz and the Moose with you here on this Tuesday morning, CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Mike Pete across the way, Bogish with your updates. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
That is your number to call. Hour left to play with till 9 a.m. Eastern time we go. Let's get to it. Here we go, the three.
It is now time for the three. We get you caught up on the three biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose. Number one.
NFL trade dust begins to settle.
It does begin to settle. There's no doubt about it. So, besides some of the veterans getting cut, hooking on with some other teams like Doxson, the former TCU star Redskins receiver, lining up and signing up with the Minnesota Vikings, LaShawn McCoy, former Bill and Eagle, now a member of the Kansas City Chiefs, the talented 31-year-old running back. He had a couple big trades that transpired over the holiday weekend, Taz, where Jadeveon Clowney is now no longer a member of the Houston Texans. He gets traded to the Seattle Seahawks for a third-round pick and a couple players. And then Laremy Tunsil, the talented left tackle, gets traded by the Miami Dolphins to the Houston Texans, along with Kenny Stills. Houston also gets a fourth and a sixth-round pick in future drafts. And the Texans give up what was their starting left tackle a year ago, a cornerback, and a 2020-2021 two first-round draft choice and a second-round draft pick. So they give up three big picks and a couple of players in order to get Laremy Tunsil and Kenny Stills from the Miami Dolphins, a heavy price to pay if you're the Texans, but you're looking to protect your biggest asset, and that's the quarterback.
Yeah, and that's exactly, and we had a long conversation about this earlier, Moose, and that's exactly what the O'Brien and the Texans did to protect Watson. So bringing Tunsil in is a big upgrade from Julian Davenport, who was the tackle that was protecting the quarterback and not doing a good job. I mean, unfortunately for the young man out of Bucknell, he, the past couple of years in the NFL, last year I believe it was, he was the worst at protecting the quarterback. Like, his stat numbers were, he gave up the most sacks, so it's crazy. So that's a huge upgrade for the Houston Texans as far as that offensive line. It's a great move. I think Kenny Stills, you and I were talking earlier, I think he's going to be a good get for Houston, with their receiving corps for sure. So so it should be pretty interesting to see how the Texans roll along here. Duke Johnson at that running back spot's a big deal too. To help the running game, that also helps their quarterback, having a good running game and a good pass blocker back there. So we'll see. Interesting moves, though, for sure.
It is, and I think for the Texans, they paid a king's ransom, Taz, but they didn't have leverage in either situation. They didn't get enough back for Clowney, but Clowney didn't want to sign a long-term. Well, they couldn't sign him to a long-term deal. Couldn't come to an accord on that. He wasn't going to play under the franchise tender. So they were left between a rock and a hard place. So they didn't want to lose the player, but they got what they could for Jadeveon Clowney. And then they realized, well, we've got to, you can't have, maybe a little bit of, learn a little bit of lesson what happened with Andrew Luck and the Indianapolis Colts. Guys are making more and more money nowadays. You've got a young star quarterback in Deshaun Watson that suffered already some serious injuries early on in his NFL career. We've got to protect the asset that's the most important asset on our team, and we've done a terrible job of building that offensive line around him. We've got to go get a tackle. Miami's in a complete tear-down, rebuild mode under their new head coach, new direction, new leadership in that front office as well. And they had to pay a lot for Laremy Tunsil, but they hope that he's going to be their left tackle for the next 7 to 9 years.
Yeah, and back to Clowney real quick, before the whole Seahawks thing happened. And we talked about this a lot last week, Moose, as you know, about Clowney wanting to go to the Eagles or the Seahawks. It obviously went to Seattle to the Seahawks. But, the Texans, they were looking to try and work something out with Clowney going to the Dolphins. He didn't want no part of that, though. He didn't want to go to the Dolphins, which I find interesting because, Flores, the head coach there, the new head coach for the Dolphins, excellent defensive coordinator for several years with the Patriots. So, but who knows? Who knows what the backstory is, or if schematically, if Clowney didn't feel like he would fit in that Dolphins system under Flores. I don't know, but he's going, the two programs he wanted to go was Philadelphia and Seattle, and Clowney's going to go to Seattle. So good for him, and I think that's a big upgrade for the Seahawks. And we talked about Pete Carroll and Ken Norton Jr., the defensive coordinator with the Seahawks. They're doing some good stuff. They're trying, I guess, to get some kind of you know, get that defense back to almost to the level it was at when it was Legion of Boom and all that stuff.
Yeah, they are. Here is Carroll on the addition of Clowney.
He's a rare football player. He's got special skills that most guys just don't have. Quickness, his reaction time, his the length that he can use, his ability to run, his instincts. See, he's made a lot of plays in the backfield over the years, you know, and instinctive plays, penetrating and getting and causing problems. And we plan to allow him to do that in our scheme, and it'll fit really well with what we're doing.
And Bill O'Brien doesn't want to hear any of the criticism. He feels like they've added some key pieces to their team.
I feel really good about being able to get a proven left tackle to protect Deshaun Watson. They're hard to draft. They're hard to develop. Laramie Tunsil's an excellent player who was here, you know, last night, yesterday afternoon, in here right now, meeting with Mike, a really good guy, and it's been good getting to know him over the last, you know, let's just call it 36 hours.
So there you have it. Bill O'Brien doesn't want to hear the criticism. He got what he felt like they needed to get in order to, in a win-now situation for the Houston Texans. All right, number two.
Number two.
Nick Saban speaks about the performance of Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, and Hurts was fantastic. Let's hear from the Alabama head coach. Here he is yesterday following Hurts' brilliant performance and debut as a member of the Oklahoma Sooners.
Jalen set a great example when he was here, when he was a player. He was a good leader. He was a good performer. And I also think when things didn't go his way, you know, he showed a lot of character as a person to continue to try to improve himself and do everything he could to help his team. And, you know, in this day and age, you don't often see that. But I think it was a really, really great example on his part. And because he did it that way, when he got an opportunity, he was able to do extremely well. Actually won, you know, the SEC championship game for us. And so now, because he's got that kind of character and attitude, I didn't see the game last night. We work on Sunday nights, but you know, I hear he played extremely well, did an outstanding job, and you know, that doesn't surprise me in the least bit. And we're really happy for him, not only in the way that he handled himself throughout this entire process, but now that he's having success as well.
Yeah, so Hurts throws for over 330 yards on just three incompletions, 20 of 23, three touchdowns. Runs for nearly 170 yards and three touchdowns as Oklahoma lights up Houston on Sunday night of Labor Day weekend, Taz. Just, you know, Red Sox and all, brilliant performance by Jalen Hurts. We chatted a lot about it earlier on the program. Easily, I think, the most likable player in college football. Guy easy to root for, that you'd love to maybe see, you know, in New York City at the end of the year as one of the finalists for a Heisman Trophy. You'd love to see that because it would kind of be a storybook ending. Not saying that he got screwed over at Alabama. He was just in, as Saban said, you know, everyone's in it. You go to a spot you want to play. You're the starter. You right. Won. Some other guy steps in. He lights it on fire. You know, does an unbelievable good job. Helps him win a championship. All of a sudden, everything does change, and the you know, the perception of you changes, and certainly your foothold in that program changes. And he handled everything brilliantly.
He did.
And
yeah.
I want to see him. You know, he's a guy. I'm a Syracuse grad. You know, I do football for Rutgers, but I want to definitely see Jalen Hurts have a great year, and would love to see the Sooners have a great year as well.
I think you're gonna. I think you're gonna,
right.
And I hope so too. I mean, we're both advocates for Jalen Hurts. He's been through a lot. We talked a lot about him earlier. So if anybody who's just joining us now, and you want to hear the podcast of our show every day, it drops for free at radio.com. Go to the app or to the website or Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. You can hear Taz and the Moose every day. We had a long conversation about Jalen Hurts in Oklahoma. And, you know, when he was at Alabama, you know, it was tough. That whole the controversy, whatever you want to call it, the quarterback controversy with Tua. It was a public consumption because you're at Alabama, at one of the tippy-top programs in the world, and everybody knows about it. And I was giving an example. If you're from a smaller D1 program and you get beat out, because kids get beat out all the time in sports, or coaches like a guy better than another guy all the time, and you lose your starting spot no matter how old you are, junior, freshman, sophomore, whatever. But when you're at an Alabama or a Clemson or one of these big programs or a Georgia or OU, you know, it's for public consumption. Guys like you and I, Moose, talk about it. And that's what we did. We had to. It's college football news. So this kid Hurts dealt with all that. He dealt with all that, I should say. And he decided to leave. And he goes to Oklahoma. And it's like plug and play, Lincoln Riley. You got Baker Mayfield, boom, 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 great. See, he goes to the NFL, goes to the Browns. Got Kyler Murray, great, boom, 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 does great. Move on, see, you go to the Cardinals. Okay, now, okay, here comes Hurts. Meanwhile, the kid behind Hurts, Mordecai, is a real good quarterback. He got beat out by Hurts. Apparently, it was close during camp, but Hurts beat him out. So Hurts has got that experience. He's 23 years old. You feel like he's been running the ship as a quarterback in the top D1 level for years. Just he seems more experienced. I would guess that's why he beats a kid out like Mordecai, you know. So thing is, man, I think that the Sooners are going to have a real good year. They have a real good friendly schedule the next few weeks, but then they're going to deal with Texas in a big rivalry game, which should be interesting in a few weeks.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. You're right about that. I think for Hurts and for Oklahoma, you know, maybe what we saw on Sunday night is just a sign of things to come. Taz, you ran through their schedule. We'll see. Maybe they end up, one of the national semifinals where Hurts has an opportunity to win a national championship. You know, once again on the field as a starting quarterback, but now not this time for Oklahoma. Now this time for Oklahoma, and not the Crimson Tide of Alabama. All right, next.
Number three.
Number nine, Notre Dame defeats Louisville.
They do. A little ugly early, if you're a member Notre Dame's your alma mater. But Ian Book throws for 193 yards and a touchdown. They run for 230 yards and four touchdowns as a team. This is a game that was tied up at 14 at the half. Notre Dame led by 7 at the half, dominated half number 2. You saw some of the speed. It's a different program now for Louisville, no longer led by Bobby Petrino. Notre Dame wins the game 35-17. Let's hear from Brian Kelly after the game and talking about the W.
Pleased with the win on the road. I thought it was a great atmosphere. Louisville played really hard. They created a great atmosphere for an opener, which it's hard to duplicate that for your team. So I thought we benefited from being on the road in a great environment.
No. Yeah, Jabin Hawkins ran for 122 yards. Louisville ran for 249 as a team. It was a good standalone Monday night game.
It's interesting. If you didn't see the game, I watched a good amount of it. If you didn't see the game, you look at the score, okay, Irish 35, Louisville 17. You figure, they rolled them. Not so fast. Time of possession, was led by Louisville for the whole game. First downs led by Louisville. Rushing led by Louisville. I mean, so Notre Dame's got to get their act together. You know, Notre Dame ranked, ninth on, I think, whatever poll you look at. Their, preseason ranking was ninth in the country. Louisville not ranked in the top 25. So you got to figure that out for Notre Dame. Yeah, you got to win. Big win right there for sure because you're on the road. But, I'll tell you what, man. They did not, the Irish did not lead in a lot of categories and stats of the game. And that rushing attack, the run game, and the quarterback, everything about Louisville is very, it's an exciting offense, really exciting.
A lot of speed, man.
Athleticism, craziness.
Yeah, a lot of speed. A lot of speed on Louisville, and what it also shows you just how poorly coached they were a year ago by Petrino, too.
No doubt.
Because they looked like just a better coached team last night. I know it's game one, it's Notre Dame, we understand it. ESPN game and the like, and national TV audit. But still, they looked like a team that had a little bit of a clue, an idea, game plan going into it. But, Notre Dame, one of those teams that start the year in the top 10, get an early test. Taz, obviously, they're a name brand, household name.
Sure.
We'll see if, and Notre Dame, what they've shown you as a program is this. They can beat Louisville. They can beat some of these other teams when they go up against the high and mighties, right? Mm-hmm. And when they go up against the upper echelon teams, they get it handed.
Well, you're right, my man. And that's
the problem when you look at Notre Dame.
That's the problem in a couple of weeks when they play a little program called Georgia.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to see. Yeah, they're going to play New Mexico first, and I'm sure they're going to beat New Mexico, the Irish. But then Notre Dame has got to deal with Georgia. Okay, and then we're going to see what they got. And then a couple of weeks after that, they got to deal with Michigan. Okay, so then they got to deal with a Duke team that's not exactly horrible. So, they got
Georgia game.
That Georgia game is going to
be tough for them to handle.
Bro, at Georgia.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one for them.
Good luck.
Yes.
So.
I agree with you, especially after what we witnessed last night. Agreed. Yeah. So there you have it. Your three big storylines here on this Tuesday morning. Saban talking about the brilliance of Jalen Hurts' debut out in Oklahoma for the Sooners. The Fighting Irish of Notre Dame winning last night in Louisville 35-17 in the fallout from some big wheelings and dealings in the National Football League. We'll give you a Zeke update. And the Cowboys, and we'll give you a little fantasy football update as well. Oh. Draft is less than 10 hours away. Well, the Taz and the Moose Fantasy Football League draft. Tonight, 6 o'clock Eastern time, is the draft. I have the number one overall pick, rightfully so.
If you haven't heard.
Thank you, Taz. Yes. Appreciate that.
Quarterback is always a starter.
Yes, thank you.
Just a fullback.
Thank you.
No,
stop.
Yeah, tight ends.
Stop with that nonsense.
Look, the both of those guys, they couldn't get to their mics quick enough. They both talked on each other. Rip me individually. Go ahead. Pete, what's up?
No, the H-back.
That'd be H-back. Nice. What's up?
Pete, what do you got? Then go to tight ends. Quarterbacks, then tight ends.
And then I said, get a kicker.
Here we go. The burial. And Andrew Bogus in the studio in a newsroom burying me. That too.
Here. I don't even think they know what we're told.
They know.
Do you guys know
Andrew's
what we're locked. Referencing?
Well, these guys.
Of what I should do with the pick?
I compete. Oh, no. I thought they were talking about the rippage.
What were you guys talking about?
We were talking about what Taz was referencing. Take a quarterback. So
right.
And I tagged on it to take a kicker.
Yeah, that whole
wasn't,
thing was
you know, brilliant move by me. But
all's I know.
You guys weren't even following.
Yeah, I know. Well, side note, I really think you got to take Pat Mahomes. Don't take Bob.
Even the Kingsman just went, wait, what?
Hello.
What just happened there? What happened there?
Kingsman's listening. That's the cool thing about the Kingsman and all these other guys. They don't get mad. They're not in it.
No, but they're always locked
in. We have two different civilians.
Mark. Oh, the second is like, take a kicker. Mark.
Tight end.
All right. All right, so, and also,
you know what I'm saying.
I know, I'm trying to take the high road. I'm a gentleman, you know. I don't want to rip anyone. You know.
I'm not ripping anybody.
No, I know you're not. No, no.
I thought I missed something. I'm like, wait, what?
No, but Moose, we're going to tell people.
Yeah.
They don't know this. They might know if they listen yesterday.
What's on the line?
No, not just that.
Oh, the other team names.
One of the names is the best.
Okay.
The best out of all. You know the name. Don't spoil it. Somebody, and it's not you or I, Moose, has a name for this fantasy. Has a their name, their team name
is the best.
Is epic, the best
right.
ever.
We'll get to that next. Taz Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Taz Moose, Tuesday morning, right here, CBS Sports Radio. Number to always call 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. And CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes. You can save 15% or more on car insurance. Yes, Geico's great.
Fire. I love Geico. But here's the thing, man. I'm telling you right now. This White Zombie song, this should be our draft song. Guess we got it up. I'm ready to go tonight.
All right, yeah.
I can't wait. I'm so tempted to maybe invite all you guys over. But then I'm like, I just text my wife. She's like, we got all those other people coming over. So it's tough. You know, Tuesday night's a big for us.
We're out.
So,
we're out.
We got a whole big. Well, you're working anyway. You got all your cool sports friends around you. So I'm going to have Pete and Mike behind me, around me at my house, and Andrew.
Yeah,
and then Pete guests, like, can I come over? No, Pete, you can't.
Right, from Jacksonville.
Yeah. Send a helicopter down for him. Andrew Fans, called them on the air. He called them. He called them strangers, which is very funny. So.
We do have two strangers. That's true. Two fans of the show.
Yeah, we got to get into that. Should we do that now?
Well, we have to finish off the team names. Then we have to figure out what we're going to put on the line.
When, Mr. Quarterback? Nice fade. When, Mr. Quarterback, are we doing it?
Well,
oh, it's back.
Why don't we do the update quick here, and then we can get into that.
Say it again?
I'm sorry. I'm going to do an update.
Someone was talking
here we
to
go.
Me.
Take
someone
the
was
update.
In my ear.
Let's go.
In three, two, and one.
Bellotti, right.
Take it away.
Thanks, Moose.
Thank you.
So as we heard
back Pete. Sorry.
In our number one, the Notre Dame head coach Brian Kelly is not, I repeat, not going to beat QB Ian Book with a shoe because Book finished strong last night in Louisville.
He's in the shotgun. Jones motions out. Book keeps it himself across the 10. 5. Touchdown, Notre Dame!
And now my mic's on to say Paul Burmaster on Fighting Irish Radio. Book's 11-yard TD run right before halftime put Notre Dame up for good. They won at Louisville 35-17. Those Cardinals started the night with 88 and 75-yard TD drives, but didn't score again until the fourth quarter. Book finished with 274 total yards and 2 touchdowns. Still no extension for Zeke, for Dak, or for Amari Cooper, but the Cowboys said to be close to a long-term agreement with tackle Lael Collins. Exact financial terms not reported yet. The Colts have reportedly given new starting QB Jacoby Brissett a fresh 2-year contract worth $30 million with $20 million guaranteed at signing, and veteran Brian Hoyer signs on to back up Brissett, and the Raiders putting America's darling QB Nathan Peterman on IR with an apparent elbow injury.
That's funny.
The Dodgers hitting 40 games over 500 with a 16-9 victory over the Rockies last night, and they debuted their top prospect, second baseman Gavin Lux. 2 hits, 3 runs scored in game number 1.
Obviously, it was my debut, so I was nervous. Once after the first ground ball, first at bat, it was like, okay, weight off my shoulders a little bit, so it was fun, man. I enjoyed it a lot.
Lux did not hit one of the 7 Dodger long balls. 2 apiece for Jock Peterson and Chris Taylor, number 44 on the year for Cody Bellinger. The Indians down the White Sox 11-3 to stay 3 games behind the Twins in the AL Central. What? Cleveland. Do you guys hear that? I hear voices. It's like an air raid.
Here's the problem. It's not my fault.
I'm not doing anything over here. No, it's never your fault.
It's not my fault. I'm talking to the producers, the board operators, the other people on the show.
There's a microphone. You don't have to yell.
But they don't hear me.
Just go to the score. You're like, hey!
And the Indians beat the White Sox last night 11-3. It didn't happen yesterday, by the way, when Drosseffa was in charge.
Yeah. Okay. From what I hear, there was little to no conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Oof, that was rough. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Back to the ball game.
Okay.
Let me mention that the Yankees were shut out at home yesterday, 7-0 by the Rangers. First time the Yankees didn't score in 220 games, the second longest such streak since at least 1900. Rafael Nadal fought off Marin Cilic last night to reach the U.S. Open quarterfinals. Bianca Andreescu then beat American Taylor Townsend in 3 sets. Roger Federer and Serena Williams in action in the quarterfinals tonight. And USA Basketball about to play Turkey in their second game at the FIBA World Cup in China.
So we got the names. Andrew, hang on a minute. So we were going over the names of the teams on this fantasy draft, this Taz and the Moose that starts tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern. Don't know why we're promoting it here, because it's not for public consumption.
You keep saying it like it's going to be online somewhere.
People are like, where can I get this draft?
Oh, okay.
Well, I would have loved to have video streaming of the different locations. Moose, you at SMY, me at the house, with somebody's job is with me. And then, you know, we got the cameras and stuff. It would have been great, you know. Like a simulcast, multitask, multicasting, multi-cameras casting, simulness, casting video.
Sounds technical.
Great. Maybe someone could talk to Mark Chernoff, and we'll get that done tonight, but I don't think it's going to happen.
I'll try.
Yes.
That was great. Anyway.
I like queso.
So here's the thing. We went over the names, not all of them, so I left a little tease, Moose, for people.
You said the greatest name ever.
Yeah, well, I got to go. So Sam's team is Sam. We don't know Sam's last name. He's a producer here.
Rubinoff.
If that is his real name. So he has some heat, apparently, with Anthony, your former producer on Saturdays here on CBS Sports Radio. Anthony Pinheiro.
Right, who does Silent Assassin.
Silent Assassin does a lot of work for the show behind the scenes. Anthony was a big part of Taz and the Moose yesterday running the board, which might be one of the better board operators I've ever worked with, but I digress. So...
Stunningly enough, he's a huge wrestling fan.
Well, he's a smart man. He is.
You are a moth.
So anyway, then there's Taz BFF. That is Heller.
Bob Feller.
That is Heller. That is, what's his name? Connor Heller. Then there's Bash Pros. Who's Bash Pros? Do we know? Anyone? Hope?
That's Eli.
Yeah, one of the strangers.
Eli from Sacramento.
Okay, one of the fans of Taz and Moose. So Eli, welcome aboard. Then we have Sports Minutes, and that is...
Billy.
Baby Billy, as I call him, Baby Bearded Billy. Me and Andrew established that yesterday. Moose, you ever notice with Billy? He's like a little person, and he's got a beard. He's like a little baby, like a little baby Billy
with
a beard.
Don't say that about
him. No, I love Billy. That's not a knock. It's fun. It's love.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Bah, bah, wah, wah. Anyway,
give him a break.
I love the kid. You know,
from
that.
A guy. I mean, he's dealt with that in your entire life.
No, I know.
And he's fine.
What am I?
It's well adjusted.
3 inches tall.
No,
come on. Let me have a little fun, please. Stop. We have a little fun here.
We are having fun.
Billy
is great. No,
Billy will
I've never.
Laugh. Billy's never been known as a big man. Let's be honest.
I'm sorry. Right. What big is heart. He supposed to do? Right. You're the brunt of a joke. You'll be like, what should you do? Laugh or not?
Listen.
Is Billy crying again?
Billy and I might be the same height.
Right.
But I got, you know, Taz,
we know you're a former athlete. All right. Next name.
Yeah.
We don't need to go into a 2 minute hype. We don't need to go into a two minute hype video of yourself.
There's no need.
Yeah, honestly.
You don't want to hear my success, Moose?
We can go to break and Pete will take care of it.
Multi world champion, multi time. You want to get that?
We've been over it already.
Here's the key. Here's the key, Moose. The key is this guy. Has the in our deal here in our fantasy football has the greatest name. The name of his team is 855-212-4227.
Nice.
That is a great name. Who is this gentleman?
That's Bradley King.
Bradley King, who cut a promo
down in South Carolina.
Yeah, he's great.
He's in the car.
Yeah, what a great name. That's the best name ever.
That is 855-2. That is a great name.
I love that name.
That is. That's very creative. I love that.
I look forward to beating him too. Along with those other people.
What pick does Bradley have?
I don't know.
You did the draft order.
Yeah, they're both in the back third of the draft.
Moose is like, you did the draft order. You think I actually memorized this?
Yes, I think you should have an idea.
I don't. But you're the co-host. You should memorize
it.
You're actually the quarterback here.
I wasn't here live doing
it. You're the quarterback.
I understand. I didn't do it. If I did it, I would have told you Bradley King, 12th overall. Bogus sends out a text. He's like, he gave us the top 10. They said, after that, I have no idea.
The top 8. He goes,
I don't know. No one wrote it down?
Let's back up for a second. I'm a little confused on something here. Bogus, where do you go? Where do you get off that you're texting out?
You're texting about myself.
What is that your business? Who cares? I hosted the show yesterday.
Easy.
I'm very easy.
I was asked, so I answered. Bilotti and Malusis, I believe.
Oh, really? I wasn't on this freaking text.
Well, they know better.
I'm just Taz of Taz and the Moose. I am that guy,
you
Taz.
You just said you didn't know the order, so we knew you wouldn't know it, so why would they ask you?
What's my name? Taz, right? So it's Taz and the Moose. Right. So let's leave Taz off. Was that Moose's idea? Was that Bilotti's idea? Let's leave Taz off.
We know
off
it wasn't
text.
Bilotti's idea.
I need to be locked into that. I don't want to get upset here. It's draft night in a little while. I'm trying to have a good time. My wife has got a bunch of people getting snacks for the house. We're getting hors d'oeuvres.
Oh,
a bunch of drinks are coming in, liquors. My newest sangria, I've been pumping. Wow. There's a lot going on. This is the orders.
The guys that did it have no idea. Moose, Pete Gass, Billy, PDB, Mike, Taz, AB, Heller.
Yeah. Huncho.
Who's that? German?
Yeah, that's Eli German. You're over here knocking us. You don't even know who the people are.
Greek King.
Eli German. Right. Learn the people, Moose.
Eli from Sacramento.
Attaboy. There you go.
Okay, there you go.
Bradley King.
What's on the line?
I don't know. We got to figure that out, dude. What do you think?
I don't know.
What do you think?
I don't know.
Can we give first place a prize this year?
How about first place gets to be off the show for 2 weeks?
No, first place.
I'll take it.
Pete would. Are you serious?
He's just gone for 6 days.
This would be the only league Pete would want to win.
And he's already won that honor. He makes the schedule.
You just gave him the ultimate gift.
He's like, I'm in.
2 weeks paid vacation. Bly's like, I'll give you anything you want. I'll come watch your kids for the first overall pick.
What do you think we should do? I don't know. I mean, anything. Mike, you got something? I mean, food, money? What do you. Not money.
I think cash is good.
I don't know. Well,
I don't think $100.
It can't be cash.
We're not
the rules. No. Yeah. Thank you.
There are laws.
Mike. Thank you.
Who are the laws?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Podcast.
Okay.
Dr. Podcast.
I could say something. I'm not even going to say it.
What's stopping you now?
I'm not even going to say it.
I mean,
you got to say it now.
You got to say it now. You can't.
No, worse than not even saying it.
I'll let it go. Anyway.
Hold on. I got to tell you. That's not. When someone acts like they're taking a high road and then they do that, that's actually not the high road.
I understand. I didn't take the high road. I'm not telling you I took the high road. I didn't say that. I'm just saying I'm not going to say it. Anyway. What are we going to put on the line here?
I don't know.
It's got to be like, we can't do money.
It can't be food in case one of the strangers wins. We can't send them a back in the mail.
I'm not doing tattoo, dressing up, anything like that.
No.
But tattoo's not a bad idea.
No, I don't want none.
Tattoo to win his name on your neck?
No.
No.
Right.
Okay. Maybe that's a bad idea.
What am I, in a gang?
I mean, we could do
Fair.
I mean,
your motorcycle.
Right. What
is it? You got AB on your throat.
No, like, right.
Right. Who's got Andrew Bogus on
his
neck?
No, I have my, right. I have the CBS Sports Radio toll-free line.
Why is Moose got 855-212?
Going down the small of my back.
Oh, that's because
Is Bradley King won the Fantasy Football 2019. Who's Bradley King? A listener of the show from South Carolina. Why would you get that tattooed on the back? Yeah. I lost the bet. Why would that ever be a bet?
Yeah, you're at the beach with your family out in the Hamptons next summer.
Right, exactly.
And you got on your shoulder 855, and your son's like, Daddy, why do you got 855-212 on your shoulder? You're at the beach. Well, Bradley King beat me in the fantasy football. No, you can't do tattoos. I agree with you. Maybe you could buy a gift. Maybe buy someone a new pair of sneakers.
How about the last place person gets the winner something?
What?
Like anything? Like a candle?
Wait, repeat that.
You finish in last, you have to buy the winner something.
No, that's unfair. I'm not doing that.
How's that unfair?
Because it's unfair.
We also got
it's unfair to the loser.
Yeah,
that's why.
And like we're doing this after we have people sign up to be in the league, and maybe they don't want to do what we're now asking them to possibly do as a loser.
I don't think the body should have any input in this because he rigs the whole thing to win anyway. We've established that.
Sorry, apologize.
Right. Yeah, so he shouldn't
be involved.
I'll just win. You're just a worker. You sketchy man.
I feel comfortable. Like, you know, Eli or Bradley contributing to any gift. They should get something for being a part of it.
And you think they're going to burn us? What do you think they're going to burn
us? No, I don't think we can. Now that they're in, we can't be, by the way, if you lose,
by the way,
you got to buy a $50 gift for Peabody.
We need $20 for it.
It gets out of rules.
Right. No, I agree. You can't do that.
Bilotti won the league. He needs a gift card to Olive Garden.
We're all chipping in $20.
Yeah.
He loves the bread basket. Never-ending bread basket and pasta bowl.
He loves their penny alla vodka. Can't help it.
I need an orange windbreaker.
He wants to get the bajoute balls from the Olive Garden.
So healthy.
Right, exactly.
Is that Whole 30?
No, see, those guys.
Are gabagool.
We should take care of those guys. We should send them a nice bottle of alcohol or something like that.
Taz t-shirt code.
Yeah. No, t-shirts are gone. They were all sold out.
Oh, no, they're gone.
Wait, Moose Bottle, you want to buy liquor now for these guys? They're in the league.
No, the guys but they want something to get in the league. They're going to be
now I got to buy them a bottle of wine?
No, we go in on it. We all go in on it. You and I pay for it.
Dude, I've gone in with things with you and...
so have I. Well, I went on something that, I know, I'm not reaping the benefits of that. So easy, my friend.
I agree. We'll leave that for
a lot of off-air content today.
Tread lightly, my friend.
Moose is not wrong.
That is a landmine right
Moose is not wrong. I'm in the same foxhole with him on that. So I know what he's talking about.
I know what I'm referencing.
I know exactly what he's talking about. And he's not wrong.
Thank you,
Ted. We'll leave that alone.
No.
Yeah, I know. We got to figure it out.
Well, I think to the winner, you should get him something like a gift card, go out to dinner.
It's so trite, Moose. It really
what would you like
so
to do then?
Simple, simplisticness. I don't know. Not that. Maybe we got to put a poll up to have the social media team.
Take the winner to dinner.
Take the winner. No, I don't want to go
gonna
to dinner.
You're going to go to Sacramento?
Lunch. We're going to fly out to Sacramento.
Dear Entercom.
Sure enough, you got to fly us all to Sacramento.
No.
Right. Two of you.
Could you imagine
Eli, nope. Eli German won the Fantasy Football League.
What do you think, Mark? Can you send us out there? We got to go have dinner with Eli.
You could do a Kings game.
Kings game?
Do a Kings game there, make it sportsy.
No. I don't want to do anything in public with you people. So, I'm just being honest.
Thanks.
So, what can we... I mean, I got to say, Mike, I would figure you'd be a guy that would really know something good for something like this.
Yeah, I'm thinking. I think I'm pressing a little.
All right, we'll come up with it.
That means we don't have it.
No, we don't have it right now. Yeah. I've fired out a few ideas. They've all gotten shot down.
Oh, it's not shot.
The lemon's been squeezed from my vantage point. I've got
it. Just fold your tent, Moose. You're a sharp guy.
I did.
So you're saying a gift card.
I mentioned multiple things. Bottle of alcohol, wine for Eli and for Bradley.
So
order and send it to him.
What if Bradley doesn't drink and he wins?
Well, we could get him. No, I'm saying just for being a participant.
But what if he doesn't? What if we're a six-pack of duels?
No. A nice bottle of vino.
Maybe he doesn't drink.
Then
he's
you can get him
like, I drink,
else.
I love liquor.
A gift card. Get him a gift card. So, I don't know.
I don't think Pete Gass
just being
drinks.
A nice gesture.
Pete Gass, what if he wins? That would be annoying. That would be,
God, I would hate that. Pete, you're not ripping me off late in the year. I don't care if I'm in dead last.
Don't let him, Moose. Don't let
nothing.
Him. Don't let him dangle some carpentry.
I see Taz in the shower.
Some carpentry work towards you. Don't let him dangle that.
Well, maybe. Now you're speaking my language.
He's like, Moose, look, I know a good plumber.
You got a good framer? A guy that come in, frame out a...
framer. He knows a good spackle and tape guy.
Come back. We got the undercard for you. It's Taz and the Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right, on this Tuesday morning. So Ezekiel Elliott and the Dallas Cowboys have not reached a deal as of yet. Lionel Collins has got a new five-year contract from the Dallas Cowboys. The talented tackle, former LSU star, who, as we all recall, remember he dropped through the NFL draft. He was supposed to be a first-round draft choice and the like,
yes.
But there was the off-the-field issue that he had at the time. And that, you know, he ends up hooking up with the Dallas Cowboys and has been a very good Cowboy and a very good offensive lineman. He gets a new five-year deal. Mm. There was a lot of heat, as you discussed, I'm sure, yesterday, Taz, with Bogish at one point. There was a lot of heat over the weekend that a deal with Elliott was going to get done on Saturday.
Yes, yes.
It seemed like there was – the reports were that it was a foregone conclusion. And then all of a sudden on Sunday, not so much, and still no deal.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
I'd be surprised if Elliott is there Sunday when the Giants and Cowboys battle it out Week One.
I agree. I don't think he's going to be there. I don't think they're going to get a deal done at all. And some would think, well, what if they do? Right? Okay, so that's great for the Cowboys, but will he play Sunday? I could see them putting him in the game. In a very limited fashion, you know. Look, he knows the offense. Obviously, he's a pro. That Cowboy, you know, he came out of Ohio State, went right to the Dallas Cowboys. You know, so he knows. He knows what they're doing. He knows Dak. He knows the, you know, most of the linemen, all this stuff. He knows the offense. But I know he's been training. I'm sure he's in really good shape. But it's different. Football reaction's different. I think he needs a little bit. You know, I would think a guy like him would need definitely several series to be in there and get used to the speed again. It's kind of tough to replicate that when you're not around a football team that's an elite level, like a pro team, like your team, the Cowboys. So I don't know. If he is signed, I think he'll play maybe very little Sunday.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's going to be signed. That's the point. We both agree.
Yeah, and Taz, I probably would lean to the former rather than the latter of the play out that you had. I think even at this stage, say he signs Wednesday or Thursday, I don't think the Cowboys would play him on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean,
I think it'd be tough. I know we all know he's in Cabo, reportedly working with Marshall Faulk, keeping himself in game shape,
right,
and keeping himself in good football shape. He hasn't taken any hit. Jones has talked about wanting to have him for the dog days. I think they would sacrifice the opening week to make sure that he's ready to go Week Two. If you're asking my personal opinion, now they might say no, he's gonna play Week One, and it might be the case. But I would think more long term and try and get through that Giant team and a game that you could probably win without him, because
right,
the Giants aren't a particularly good team. They don't have a great defense, and then have him set ready to go. Should he sign late in the week this week, Week Two?
No, and I hear every point you made, and I agree with them all. I feel like, though, I mean, this is an in-conference game. It's the opening game of the season. And you're right, the Giants are definitely beatable, and the Cowboys, on paper and on the field, they're going to be the better team. They're going to win the game, with or without Zeke. But hopefully the Cowboys are that confident. If they do sign Zeke, you know, it'd be a tough turnaround to get him on there, get in sync. Again, he would need a few series. I don't know. I mean, I think we're both on the same page, like we said. He's not. I just don't think
he's
going to
be signed.
Yeah.
I don't think he's signing.
I don't think so either.
And I think he's going to play the long game here, hope to get the deal that he's looking for.
And hopefully, you know, for him it works out. I mean, listen, they got, you know, their schedule is kind of easy at first, you know, the Cowboys, and then things get a little rough. So then we got to see if Mr. Jones wants to get Mr. Elliott in that helmet.
Right. Know? Here's what changes for the Cowboys: injury, bad performance.
Right. Agreed.
In terms of swinging leverage.
Right? And a loss.
And a loss. Loses. Right. Losses, swinging leverage toward Elliott's way.
Agreed.
Is if they lose, or they suffer a significant injury at the running back
no
position.
Doubt. No doubt. No
and
doubt.
And then all of a sudden, Elliott has got another big chip in the leverage game. All right, here we go, the undercard.
Taz and the Moose present the undercard. The stories from today's rundown that we haven't talked about on the show.
All right, Mike.
All right, on the scale of 1 to 10 regarding the Packers' offense, on Thursday night, how polished do you think we'll see it? 1 being, oh my goodness, this is terrible, or 10, Aaron Rodgers and LaFleur are legit?
I think it's going to be 8.5.
I was going to say 8, so I didn't know you were going to say 8.5. I was going to say 8. I think it'll be close. You got a pro, one of the best ever in Aaron Rodgers. He's been in camp. He's been training. He's been doing his thing. Now, these two guys, LaFleur and him, haven't had a lot of, apparently, communication. You know, I don't know communication. He hasn't played the preseason game.
No.
So, you know, it's like you got to worry about the communication and the helmet communication, the IFB, as they call it, in the earpiece and the helmet, how that's going to work. But, look, at the end of the day, you got a guy like Aaron Rodgers. If it all fails, the guy knows how to call plays at the line of scrimmage. You know, he's done this his whole career.
Yeah, and he reportedly has the freedom to change any play at the line of scrimmage.
I didn't know that.
So he does reportedly have that.
He has that.
He has the freedom to change plays at the line of scrimmage.
I didn't know that. Wow. That's interesting.
So it's interesting. Yeah. And they've got, last year we talked about the youth of the receiving corps. The guys are really talented, though.
I know.
Devontae Adams, Geronimo Allison. They've got a really young group of receivers, but they're really, really talented.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see. A lot of people think this is going to be a really good year for the Green Bay Packers, which I could obviously see.
I'm with you. No, I agree. And we'll see. I hope it works out. The Packers, as you know, they have a diehard fan base.
Oh, they're great.
In such a small town there.
I want to see meaningful games at the end of the year in Lambeau.
Yeah, me too. No, I do too. I think it's great. I mean, look, I got a dog in a fight. I'm like, hey, that's great. Go for it. I'm not a Bears fan, you know. So, it's exactly right. You know. But, yeah, no, I'm with you, Moose. I think you said 8.5. You said 8.5, right?
Yeah.
I said 8. Yeah, so Mike, don't be concerned. They'll be okay, Mike. I know you were worried about that.
You sold me.
Next.
NFL trades Dus Begins to Seattle.
Got it. Third-year NFL quarterback. Who takes the biggest leap, Trubisky or Watson?
Hold on. You can't just run. Well, Dus Begins.
Dus Begins.
Dude, that should be my name, my fantasy.
Dus Begins.
NFL trades Dus Begins to Seattle.
It was early when he recorded.
Oh, it's early, but we're on the air. We don't mess up like that.
Tired.
Never mess up.
Trubisky or Watson?
Third-year QB, bigger leap.
I would take Watson.
Bigger leap?
Yeah.
Man, I like Trubisky, you know?
Well, it's interesting. You could like argue Trubisky could take the bigger leap because Watson's been the better pro.
Yeah. I'm going to go Trubisky.
So you could say that Watson's already, you know how great Watson is already. Trubisky can, you know, even ascend to Watson's level.
Big knocks on Trubisky when he came out of UNC. I mean, I always liked him.
Inconsistent, good athlete.
Yeah. He's done a good job, man.
Yeah.
I think he's a good quarterback.
No, I can see that. I can see you making the argument that Trubisky takes that kind of leap this year in Chicago.
Tonight's the night, Moose.
Disappointing year. Sorry. Tonight is the night. Fantasy football. I can't wait. Number one overall pick.
Yeah, congratulations on that, Moose. Good job.
I can't wait, man.
I'm so glad I pulled your name out of the friggin' trophy.
It's so great.
That was awesome.
It is so great. Thank you, Taz.
Poetic justice. That's my karma. I live.
No, thank you for that. I really appreciate
it. You're
welcome.
You're welcome.
Mike,
best regards, Taz.
Good luck tonight. Bogus, you as well. Taz, wonderful show.
Thank you. Great job, everyone. Thank you.
Have a wonderful Tuesday, everybody. Peace.
There's got to be a 10-second runoff here.